Welcome to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 17 of the basic grammar series. So in this episode, we just have a small item, which is about the comparative and the superlative form of the adjective. If you want to say nice, nicer, nicest, big, bigger, biggest, green, greener, greenest, and so on. This is very similar to English. So the general rule is you just put ere or est at the end, those two endings. So if you say nice, you have fin, and that becomes fin, finere, finest. Fin, finere, finest. If you have yellow, gul, you say gul, gulere, gulest. Or if you have warm, varm, varm, varmere, varmest. So that's the general rule. And then sometimes we cut out the e in the est, like in the nice est, for example. So if you have a word like important, viktig, so you write it viktig, but you say viktig, and then viktigere, that's the same. And then instead of viktigest, or you write viktig, if you had written it viktigest, but you have to write it viktigst. So no e, just st at the end, not est. So viktig, viktigere, viktigst. Same with vanlig, which is normal or common. It ends on ig as well. So vanlig, vanligere, vanligst. And the spelling is vanlig, vanligere, vanligst. And then for funny, morsom, you would say morsom gøy is also funny, but morsom is a bit longer word. Morsommere is the same, ere, and then morsomst instead of morsommest. So you skip it sometimes just to make it a bit shorter. So you skip one syllable. Okay, and then we have some fill-ins. So you can try this one. If you want to say hi and then, or tall, same word in Norwegian, høy for both. And then if you want to say he is tallest in class, then you say han good, høyest i klassen. And then light, which is lett. And you want to say the ball is lighter than before. Ballen and then the gap. So the whole sentence is ballen opening n før. Every time you have n, e and n, meaning than, you would use the comparative form. Then you put ere, light air, or like lett ere. So bilen lettere enn før. Okay, and then flat. So you want to say Denmark is flattest in the Nordic countries. Danmark and then fla. Good, flatest i Norden. And next one, Sweden is flatter than Norway. So again, you have the word flat and you have to put the right ending. Sverige good, flatere enn Norge. Okay, two more. Vanskelig is difficult. So you want to say, the job is more difficult than he thought. Then you say, jobben and then vanskeligere, good. Vanskeligere enn han trodde, than he thought. And last one, vanlig, another IG. You want to say, it's most common to eat dinner right after work. Det vanlig, good, vanligst å spise middag rett etter jobben. Great, so that is the general rule with also the sometimes you shorten it with the E in the superlative. And then we have a handful of exceptions. They are often the same as in English. So but the first one is big, bigger, biggest is stor, større, størst. So the vowel is changing. And then god, bedre, best, good, better, best. Lite, mindre, minst, small, smaller, smallest. Mange, flere, flest. Many, more, and most. Gammel, eldre, eldst. Old, older, oldest. Ung, yngre, yngst. Young, younger, youngest. So then you want to say, he is younger than her. Han and then the right form of young. Yngre, enn henne. And then you want to say, oldest. De, so they are the oldest at the senior center. De and then the word gammel then becomes eldst. De er eldst på eldresenteret. Then, he will be better after the summer. Han vil bli, and then god, then becomes bedre. Han vil bli bedre etter sommeren. And then, you want to say less. So, he trains less than before. Han trener, then, instead of lite, it changes to mindre enn før. Han trener mindre enn før. Okay, and then sometimes you can just add this as in English. If you have long adjectives, you can use more and most. Mere og mest. As a word for, well, so, for example, complicated in Norwegian is komplisert. Then you wouldn't say komplisertere, komplisertest. You say mer komplisert, mest komplisert. So you can do that. If they are kind of half long or long, you would often use mere and mest instead. Okay, so that's in general for the adjective in the comparative and the superlative form. And then we have one extra thing, which is a little bit complicated, but this ties back to when you use an adjective on a specific noun, like the yellow house, like det store huset, den gamle mannen, de fine dagene, and so on. So this is a separate issue, but it's like, if you have the comparative, superlative, like you have a grip on that one, there's one thing to remember. If you use the superlative as an adjective, like the biggest house, the fastest car, the shortest days, then you have the same grammar as before, but you take the superlative and you add an e on it, on the adjective, when you use it as an adjective. So if you say glasset er størst, the glass is biggest, and if you say the biggest glass, you would say det største glasset. Same as you would say det fine glasset, det gamle glasset, det største glasset. So you add an e in the same way to make it easier to say. And then if you say boka kortest, the book is shortest, and you say the shortest book, you say den korteste boka. And then the city is the oldest one. So byen eldst. The city is oldest. And there's the oldest town. Den eldste byen. So it's just important to remember. It's very common sometimes to use the superlative as an adjective to describe a specific noun. So that is because of the... So that's not really a part of the normal, the grammar for the comparative and the superlative. But you just take the superlative, and when you put it in the function of the adjective on a specific noun, then you put the e because of the specific noun grammar. Okay, so that's all for this one. It's like the general part is straightforward with ere and est, and then there's a couple of more things to think about. Okay, so we're going to stop it there. And as always, I hope some of this was helpful. And just as always, thank you so much for listening. And see you again soon.